AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Federal Reserve Board raises interest rates a half percentage point, its most aggressive move since 2000. Chairman Jerome Powell explains why.
Inflation is much too high, and we understand the hardship it is causing, and we're moving expeditiously to bring it back down. We have both the tools we need and the resolve that it will take to restore price stability on behalf of American families and businesses.
More increases expected through the year. Bankrate.com's Greg McBride says any chance of a recession is further down the road.
Well, the recession talk largely pertains to perhaps 2023, maybe even 2024. It's not likely here in 2022. The economy is actually in pretty solid shape.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine, China's COVID lockdown are putting additional pressure on prices and supply chain disruptions. The move by the Fed spurred the markets. The Dow closed up 913 points. The European Union's top official calls for a ban of oil imports from Russia and target the country's biggest bank and broadcasters. The president of the Susan B. Anthony List, an anti-abortion group, Marjorie Damenfelser, says her group is ready to take political advantage should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade.
If this is the ruling of the court, the door will be open, and we can walk through going state by state, first winning midterms in those states, but also at the same time, aiding our allies in passing laws, aiding governors in passing laws all over the country.
If a person is Black or Hispanic in a conservative state that already limits access to abortion, those people are far more likely than a white person to have an abortion. An analysis by the AP finds if the U.S. Supreme Court allows states to further restrict or even ban abortions, minorities who already face limited access to health care will bear the brunt of those bans and restrictions. This is AP News. Nearly 200 million people around the world went hungry last year, an all-time high. The UN says it will be worse this year.
The UN says almost 193 million people in 53 countries suffered acute food insecurity last year due to a toxic triple combination of conflict, weather extremes, and the economic effects of the pandemic. Luca Russo with the UN Food and Agriculture Organization says there's another factor making it likely hunger will rise even more this year.
There is a likelihood that the number will increase again compared to 2021. And we have not yet factored in the Ukraine crisis.
The Global Report on Food Crisis forecasts Somalia will face one of the world's worst food crises in 2022. I'm Julie Walker.
Amanda Riley, a California woman who pretended to have cancer and raised more than $100,000 in donations, has been sentenced to 5 years in prison by a federal judge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,